I had to call a staff meeting to talk about something very, very important.
Yourself.
Myself. The most important thing in this room right now. No, I'm kidding.
Are you guys getting a divorce?
In some ways, yeah. In some ways, yeah.
It's a trial separation.
It's a trial separation. Oh. I
always knew Michelangelo would do this.
We had talked.
Hold on, let him talk.
It's okay. We had talked about it kind of a little bit earlier that there was always a chance. You hear it all the time. Mickey's military service. It's a dang check. A blank check, you're right. And sometimes you got to cash in. And I'm cashing in. So I'm having to be deployed, which means the store cannot support you any longer, Chris. You either got to earn your keep or get out of here. No more sitting your ass on the couch being a lazy, hanging out with Cropsy, hanging out with Alfred. No, sir. You got to be in some work. You know, this is what happens. When things like this happen, some people, they rise to the top. You know, there's three mice. They're in a thing of butter. They're running. I don't know how that saying goes.
You know, that is a great Mickeyism. You
know, the three mice in the butter.
The Christopher Walken. When he tells his son, Leonardo DiCaprio, and
the mouse.
Catch me if you can. He says, the three mice, they fall in a bucket of milk. And, you know, well, only one of them gets out because he runs so fast that he turns the milk into butter. So I'm going to need you to start running a little bit faster and turn this soured milk into butter. But with that being said, don't change the sour milk smell in the basement because I want that to stay the same.
It's a rich patina in the basement.
That beautiful, rich patina. But there's even more to it. And the biggest thing is, and this is for you, Michelangelo, as you do when you deploy, you have to sign over a power of attorney. My power of attorney is Molly. So now she owns half the store while I'm gone.
Bum, 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 bum.
That
business,
makes sense.
Business decisions can't be made without her. Actually,
I had to
go ahead.
I had to sell my half to her already.
She, so Molly just owns 100%.
I really wanted I've been upgrading my CED collection.
CED collection?
CED collection?
Is that a Michelangelo?
Yeah, they're like, it's like a floppy disk, but like laser disc size. They're really cool. They're like,
you have
like a vinyl record, and the movie never is exposed. It goes from the cardboard vinyl record sleeve into, anyways, it's a very expensive hobby. So I have actually, so she owns 100%
of the store now.
Of the video store.
Great.
And
great.
It's that's what she far better off in her hands.
That's what she wanted to do. Yeah. So you're leaving, and you're leaving me your failing video store with your buddies. God.
Oh, no.
What a romantic guy I am.
That's a real twist the knife.
But so there are some things that I need you to do, Chris. There's like, it's a small list. It's not a big list. Just some like minor things.
I will take this on. This is my mission. I have a mission. You have a mission. I have a mission.
Yeah.
Why aren't you leaving them for me to do?
Just Michelangelo, adults are talking.
You continue to be you. Okay?
Okay. But like, I want to like fill your shoes.
So wait, Michelangelo, you're going to fill his shoes, I'm going to fill your shoes?
That's fine, if that's what you want. Okay, well then take what I'm telling Chris to do.
Okay.
You do it, and then Chris, you do whatever Michelangelo does.
This seems
but
fair.
But for the sake of the podcast, Chris, you pretend that Mickey is talking directly to you, and you're going to be doing these things.
Oh, okay, that makes sense.
Okay.
First things first, figure out how to use the cash register. It hasn't been working since Marika left. All right, that's the first thing. If you can figure that out, that's going to help our business a little bit.
Really
might
great.
Help a little bit. All right.
It's so weird because you guys don't take credit cards, but then you don't have a cash register that can open.
Yeah.
I don't know.
No, we got the thing where it's like a stamp.
Yeah, say the name of it.
And you like, yeah.
I'm turning.
I don't know what it's called.
You got the shook shook.
The shook shook. Yes, the shook shook.
I'm gonna need you to. I'm gonna give you the key to my 15-year-aged Glenn Levitt in the bottom cabinet of the top drawer upstairs. So you can have that. You can have a pour every now and again, but don't. I want at least save me one drink for when I get back.
Okay. Okay.
FYI, I wouldn't be surprised if it was just filled with his farts.
It actually could be a piss bottle. I'm just saying. And the joke's on you, buddy. How much do you actually
want to drink it?
You got to drink it. Try it.
while you're still standing here watching, mm-hmm. please drink it. Yeah, that type of thing. Yeah.
At the end of each movie that we watch together, Michelangelo typically gets either a back rub or a foot rub. I'll let you decide what you prefer.
Oh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is that why?
I'm very ticklish, so you're really going to have to pin me down and get this done.
Well, typically there's a lot of pinning involved.
You're just halfway through the movie and just start greasing yourself up. Is that why you do that?
No comment.
Ah.
But it was really awkward after the Al Pacino classic
cruising.
Cruising.
I thought it fit perfectly. I didn't think it was awkward at all. I thought it was on theme.
It actually was on theme.
I was huffing. I was huffing that bandana. Just had farts in it.
Everything got farts in it.
Everything kind of does. It kind of does.
A lot of piss and fart tonight. It's an emotional episode.
It
so
is.
We're
So and then finally, just take care of my guy here while I'm gone, because we'll see what I can do as I move forward. Hopefully I can still join you guys from overseas. Hopefully I can still join you guys for a lot of things, but just take care of my guy.
Correct me if I'm wrong here, but can't get him wet and don't feed him after midnight.
Right? Yep. you're tracking exactly.
Okay, good.
Yeah. I wanted to, it's kind of like one of my parting things.
Call me Gizmo.
Call me Gizmo.
Sorry.
This is going to be the most adolescent episode ever. You know there's got to be a porn that's got that going on, right? There's got to be a porn that has a Gizmo.
Oh, no.
Yep. Watching it. So within that vein of watching new and strange things, I wanted to know, we make a lot of recommendations. I didn't know if Michelangelo, you knew this might be happening, if you'd put together any kind of recommendations of things I should watch before I go.
You should watch?
Yeah. Anything
oh
I should watch.
Oh, my God.
Do you want me to go first?
Why don't you go first? Why don't you go first?
I knew you were going to ask that. Okay. So the first thing I'm going to recommend.
Please.
Now, you're... Typically, we're a physical media. We're big on physical media, obviously, being a video store. But you're traveling.
Yeah.
So you can't, you don't have room to put a bunch of,
It's
VHSs
tough.
And DVDs and shit like that, on your person. So I'm going to recommend that you, at least for the 10 months that you're gone, that you subscribe to Shudder, or I give you my login. Because I think not only will you have a plethora of fun horror films and different interesting collections that are being curated by different artists, Joe Bob, you're going to be away from home, and what better way
makes you
to
feel more at home
have
than
a
your
fun night
host.
In? Yeah, exactly.
That is a great recommendation. Great recommendation.
I'm also going to recommend 1977's Martin. We were just in Pittsburgh in Braddock, and it'll be fun to watch that.
Yeah. I took a couple pictures of Braddock. Maybe I'll post one.
And it's you don't live in Braddock, but you live by Braddock, so it's a little touch of home for you.
Absolutely.
1992's Army of Darkness.
Sure.
Because you're going to need a laugh, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. A good comedy horror.
Along those lines, 1987's Monster Squad.
Love
Monster
it so much.
Squad, come on. You need comfort food when you're away from home. And then it's on Shudder. It's called Mute Witness. It's from 1995. It's something you haven't seen before, and it is really interesting.
Mute Witness?
It's a horror movie is being filmed in Russia, and... I think she's the script supervisor. She works on the film, and she's mute.
Okay.
And she witnesses something, and that's all I'm going to say about it.
But it's
called Mute Witness.
Mute Witness.
1995. It's like a Russian, European, USA collaboration. And it's really cool. And it doesn't, like, I was surprised that it's from 1995. It looks like it's from, like, the late 80s.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, that one's got me jazzed. I might start, should mm-hmm. I start there or no?
I don't know. I mean, it sort of depends on where you are okay. emotionally.
Gotcha.
But those are my viewing recommendations.
Man. I don't know. I can't think of anything off the cuff.
That's fine. Do you have, let me ask you, you know, we've had.
Actually, I did call out in the last episode, the Criterion Channel is starting that Giallo series. So if you ever want to catch up on your Italian horror films or
I'll do it.
Giallos, that's the time to do. And actually, real quick, similar to the vein of what Michelangelo was calling out with Shudder, I'm a big
Mickey.
Proponent.
Oh, boy.
Wow. At this moment.
If you all start calling Mickey and I come back and you're like, no, it's Mickey's. It's Mickey's. No, that's Mickey's. I'm going to have trouble.
We'll call you Mickey 2. You come back.
Oh, don't you dare.
I'm a big proponent of Night Flight. Night Flight was a culture TV show, video magazine in the 80s, and it now mm-hmm. lives as a streaming service. So it actually, they carry tons of B horror movies, foreign horror movies, music documentaries, a lot of grindhouse stuff. And it's like cheap too. It's like 30, mm-hmm. 40 bucks for a year.
There's actually, we're not sponsored by them, but they do have a sale going on right now.
Oh,
where
really?
It's like 30 some odd dollars for the year.
Yeah, they're
like a crazy good deal.
They're super independent.
They are, no offense to Shudder, I love Shudder, but if Joe Bob wasn't on Shudder, I probably mm-hmm. would stop subscribing to Shudder.
Okay.
Because I feel like Night Flight is what Shudder should be.
Okay.
As far as like, it really feels like you're like, you went back in time mm-hmm. and you're flipping through the channels, you know,
even,
and you're watching like obscure, like local New York television.
I think even like, especially for like people our age too, they even have like old episodes that like was music videos and they actually have the original commercials. So it's like, like, you know, like commercials from the late 80s, early 90s. It's like, you know, like the CD collection that's like, no, that's what I call rock 38
mm-hmm.
and stuff like that. It's like, wow.
So they have that along with the like intertwined throughout.
Yeah.
That's incredible. That's actually great. Okay. Night Flight.
They're really fun.
That's a great recommendation.
Check it out.
All right. Oh, wait. Hold that thought, Chris. Hold on. Somebody's coming down here. Oh. Oh, it's the new owner of the store and podcast regular, Molly.
It's the new boss.
Clean up around here. The landlord's coming around.
I just tripped.
We're working.
Somebody's
going to
have
busy.
To fix these stairs. I guess I'll do it.
Yeah. Let me make sure that your mic's working real quick, Molly. I'll edit this out. Give it a mic test.
I am wrapped around the wheel of your chair, by the way.
Can you guys hear? Okay, you're good.
Yep, perfect.
Hello, new boss.
Listen, be some changes around here.
Whoa, coming in hot.
Oh, shit.
Oh, no.
I've made a list. Made a to-do wow. list.
Oh. Crack the whip? Or belt?
Yeah. See this thing in my hand right now?
She's holding a belt buckle.
Hold on.
Oh, that popped the mic.
Oh,
they didn't hear that. Nope, not hearing it. It's too loud.
It's a great visual.
She has a belt down here and she's like cracking it like a whip. And she's got the belt buckle like, and also why is she being so aggressive? You should be in a different.
I just feel like I gotta whip some things into shape.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh,
Chris. Chris is like actually sitting up straight. Normally you're slunched over on the
cleaning around here. Scene.
You all just got tricked by my performance of whipping things in shape.
To the talented voice actors and actress, Molly. Thank you for doing that for us. No, but Molly, I have one question for you. You know, as we're looking, you know, forward, as we're looking forward.
Thank you.
You know, I'm kind of turning over a piece of this to you so you can, you know, come in and help out, pick up some of the loose weight, or that's not loose weight.
The dead weight.
Chris, not talking about you. But you've been doing this for a little bit, coming into the store and everything like that. Do you have like a time from when you did the podcast with us that you just thought that was fun? You discovered something from the films that were kind of cool and fun, or you saw a film that you thought, you know, I was going in there like, I don't really want to see this, but ended up being really great, or maybe having a conversation with us that changed your mind about a film that you otherwise weren't crazy about.
Well,
or vice versa, anything.
I think I got to take it back to Ginger Snaps.
Ginger Snaps.
Nice.
Ginger Snaps. I think, yep. Was that the first one I did?
I don't think it was the first one, was it?
I think it might have been the first one I did.
Yeah.
It was early on, for sure.
That was a good time.
Yeah. I would have never watched that movie had it not been for this. And, you know, I think I had a lot to learn about teenage girls and periods.
Yeah. So, and then
I think it taught me a lot.
And you're glad that Michelangelo got to show you
what it's
how
like.
To learn about what it's like to be a teenage girl.
Yep.
See, it's a metaphor, Molly.
Okay. And what's that?
It's a metaphor.
the
change of the werewolf and the change of your body into a woman.
Oh, got it. Yeah. Oh, now I get it. Now I get it. Thank you.
And like, you know, you get your period and you turn into a monster. That's what Mickey says. You turn into...
She howls at the moon.
The unreasonable...
Howls at the moon.
I'm not going to say what he says.
Now it all makes sense. Now I know. Thank you for the lesson. It was a thing I did not know. And the reiteration... here just now was also very helpful.
Yeah.
Really appreciate it. I can't wait to learn more.
I can't wait for him to mansplain how to run our video store.
Can't wait.
you can listen to it, that episode, or you can watch it. We have it on the YouTube at the Return Slot of Horror Podcast. Check that out on the YouTube channel.
Okay.
And on that note...
You're going to go start?
I think I better get to snapping.
Yeah. All right. Molly's leaving us. She's going to go up and start putting... You do not rearrange the videos, honey. I'm not even out the door yet.
When you come back, it's gonna look brand spanking new.
I don't want that.
We're going all digital.
I'm going to come back and it's just going to be a streaming
site.
It's going to be a
QR code now instead of a return slot.
No.
The QR code of horror.
The QR code of horror.
Nobody's...
You get out of here. You're making me embarrassing.
All right. Hey, Mickey, thank you for the good times.
Hey, thank you for the good times.
And can't wait till you're back so we can have more of them.
Heck yeah, man.
Peace out, peeps.
Bye, boss.
Wow, she's really got you. Chris is just like straight and narrow, man. You're like, ooh. You know, kind of piggybacking on what Molly said. You know, we've been doing this for a long time, Michelangelo, like, what, 3 years now?
Yeah,
3 years.
I think more, maybe.
Really? Yeah. I mean, it was beginning of the pandemic, so you can kind of trace it back to that. We just started playing around. But I want to ask you the same question. Have you had any discoveries? Have you had any, like, things that just happened on the podcast that when you weren't planning for or in the video store, and you're just like, man, really, like, you had a moment?
So I think the biggest thing for me is we did a Christmas episode, and we have a few of them out there, but there was one in particular where like you can literally hear me change my mind about Christmas, but it goes beyond that, right? It's like learning to accept things as they come and learning to like participate in community.
Yeah.
You know, I had a chip on my shoulder about Christmas because of all of this like childhood trauma. And you just convinced me that like, it's not about the cynical capitalist part of that holiday that was bothering me. It's about so much more than that. And like that has had spillover into my life and sort of like, you know, I'm a person who likes repetition. I'm a person who can get bogged down into like cycles of behavior.
Sure.
So it's good to be reminded that it's like you got to go outside of your comfort zone sometimes. Yeah. And you got to like participate and you have to be part of the community. That's like a positive thing. I mean, sure, you might meet some jerks out there, but more often than not, you'll meet some really amazing people and it'll change the course of your life in a really great way. So that's been like the biggest change.
That was huge.
For me. It has nothing to do with horror films and has everything Christmas. To do with like the quality of my life.
Yeah. You had a Charlie Brown moment when realizing the meaning of life and Christmas from this episode.
No, check out the episode. You can hear it in real time. It's like he gets quiet and like kind of pulled back. And you know, I to piggyback off kind of what you just said there, you know, you have, since we started this, you have taught me the power of being vulnerable and how sharing, you know, how you feel. Because most of my life, I cover up everything with jokes, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But
where'd you go?
There's like a gas can or something over here. The fumes are getting my eyes. It's creating this weird stuff I can't explain. No, but you've taught me to be vulnerable, and you've taught me a lot. And I've enjoyed. Give me 1 second.
Yeah, you're good. Maybe I can interject here. I didn't learn a goddamn thing.
We know that, Chris. We're aware. But no, I have enjoyed everything we talked about, every minute, getting to know a friend that I did not know this close or well when we were side by side 20 years ago. I've gotten to like rediscover this like amazing person. You know, I've gotten to like have all these conversations, whether they're completely dumb or really serious conversations. And it's okay to be wrong, and it's okay to like tell people how you feel, and it's okay to like disagree. It's like, it's what I'm telling you, this podcast has a lot to do with just what I think is missing in so many people's lives, is friends getting together to talk, to not be scared to be like vulnerable and just hang out. So I really appreciate everything, man.
You are the older brother I always like wish I had.
Yeah,
that's how I feel about you. You teach me so much about like you're such a passionate person.
Yeah.
And it's overwhelming and beautiful to like share that passion with you, and like doing this with you has been one of the most fulfilling things. I like it's in so many ways has gotten me through the you know, all the pits, slings and arrows of the last few years, and like having a creative outlet.
Yeah.
And the ability to be with people I love and to just, oh my God, the laughter you give me. Like I was just with you the other day and I was telling a story about my grandmother's funeral and trying to get my tie tied. And I'm not going to go into the whole story, but I tell the story. And then you said something.
I
fell to the ground.
I said, was it a double
just
Windsor?
Yeah. Which, if you know the story, it's just like he said it in such an emotion. It was just like the perfect button to the story. And I fell to the ground laughing. It was like, which happens often on the podcast, where I just lose my breath with laughter. And it's just like that goes such a long, long, long way. One conversation with you and I'm good for a week.
Yeah. I wish I could someday feel that. That sounds special. That sounds really special.
Man.
Yeah, I mean, but you know, with that all being said, I hope that as we've done this, that not just like we've had these great moments, but also I hope our audience are those that listen, the two or three people that do, have also had enjoyed it, and know that the story in the podcast goes on. I will be somehow involved. We're going to figure that out as the months come. But Chris is still committed to it. Michelangelo is still committed to it. Molly's still committed to it. And I say, you know, Return to Slot of Horror podcast and store, you know, will go on, must go on.
One thing I will severely miss is Mickey-isms.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Like, hitching my wagon. We just heard The Loose Weight. That's
the
a
loose
new one.
Weight. Yeah.
The Loose Weight.
But I got a list here of some of them.
Let's go.
Cross that bridge when it gets here to us.
Okay.
The jury is out, as in the decision has not been made. Still my heart.
Aww.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Still my heart.
Yeah.
Still.
One yeah. Fatal Swoop.
Mmm.
Burnt out of shape.
What?
Burnt out of shape.
Yeah. That, makes sense.
I'm surprised it didn't come up
burnt
in the burning.
Out of shape?
Yeah,
yeah,
burnt, burnt
yeah,
out
yeah.
Of shape.
Cropsy got burnt out of shape.
He burnt out of shape.
Around the Robin.
Okay.
Do you know what that means?
Like, is that round robin just said differently?
I don't know. You just said
around the robin. So, around the robin. Around the robin. Like when you. it's like a round robin, right? Where everybody's kind of sharing off the same thing, but the guy who's like on the outside watching it happen, he's going around the robin.
Why is there a guy around?
There's always
it's,
a guy. There's
a
always a guy
it's
kind
a
of out on the outside. And then here's my favorite. When I first saw you, I was taking a bath. As in stunned by your beauty. When I first saw you, I was taking a bath.
Taking a bath.
Oh, my God.
But you say stuff like that all the time, and I love it.
Yeah.
It's part of who you are, man, and it's wonderful. It's wonderful. So, I'll do my best to keep the basement smelling like it smells.
Yeah. Yeah.
Keep on going back to the smelly element.
There's something about a smell. There's something about a smell
to the basement.
When you know when you walk in and you just like you smell your grandmother's cooking, or you walk in and you smell like I can't think of anything more
dirty
than
dirty
socks, and you just know a place is defined by a smell. This place is definitely defined by a smell, and as many people as it may turn off, man, it kind of turns me on. You know, it's like I'm gonna get back. I'm gonna be like, hell yeah, we're back to movies. We're back to the good times. So. Please don't change this basement.
We'll do our best to keep the spirit of what we do alive while you're away without negatively changing. Right? You got to change. That's the tough thing. Right? Is that?
I mean, it's just gonna be a pause too. You know what I mean? Like, it's just going to be, it's a temporary situation.
Yeah. But also, I mean, I mean, growth, I do see what you're saying. Growth will happen without me. And that's fine. But just keep the spirit of it. The patina, the smell. Just keep the smell there.
Welcome to the return slot of Period Piece Dramas, hosted by Chris.
That is definitely not the right smell.
We're all
That's
gone.
Not the right smell, Chris.
It finally becomes successful.
Yeah.
All right. 20-minute easily digestible
20-minute easily digestible episodes about period dramas.
We're now going to this Victorian era romance. This is a story.
Yeah, I can see that this is slowly going to divulge into like just like that NPR voice, like, "Hi, you're listening to," you know. But
got that smooth jazz intro.
Yeah. But okay, with that being said, guys, I got to get back and pack. I got so many more things to get done before I go.
Yeah.
I will check in when I can. I cannot wait to listen to the first episodes that you guys do when I'm traveling, because that's where I'm going. And you know where I'm going to hear that?
Where?
Wherever podcasts are available. Maybe Red Tower's YouTube channel. Maybe I'm going to go on Instagram and see follow-up content. And you know where that is? At the return slot. At the return slot. Wait, who's going to do... Chris, whose job is it going to be to say this when I'm gone?
It's mine. That's why I wrote them down and I have them in front of me so I can with confidence say them.
Okay. Aww. All right. So where are you going to get the extra content?
Well, you can go to Instagram at the return slot underscore of horror pod, or go to our YouTube channel at the return slot of horror podcast. There's a link tree there, which we have to update. So there's a link tree on our Instagram that we have to update, but you can also just look up the return slot of horror podcast on anywhere where you listen to your podcast, Spotify, Apple Podcasts. We say anywhere, but I think it's two places.
Yeah.
there's more.
It's Apple, it's Spotify, it's Amazon, and it's Google Play.
Pocket Cast. There's another company.
I don't think we're on Pocket Cast though.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah, we are.
We are? Oh.
Yeah, we are.
I don't know what's going on.
We're on all the casts.
Do you, Mickey, do you have like a favorite episode?
I have favorite parts of, like, I loved the Christmas episode. The first Christmas episode was great because it did turn into like an actual like discussion about Christmas that was brought about because we were actually talking more about horror in Christmas, but somehow it turned into like the spirit of Christmas. And I think that's what talking about films are, right? Even a film that is about a masked killer that it's attacking babysitters, still there's something it's saying about society, it's saying something about us and where we are in our lives. You can have those conversations, and that's what this content should pull out of you. So the Christmas episode is a very special one to me. I also I always thought Lost Boys was a great fun episode.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah,
because the nostalgia, you know, it's like there's something about talking about films from when we were kids that mean a lot to me. So yeah, I mean, I'll put those two out there for now. And then I think my favorite episode is yet to come. It will come sometime down the road.
Oh.
So keep listening. Keep tuning in. And you guys keep talking about these movies.
It's such a really amazing thing to be able to go back in time and listen to a conversation you had with your friends.
Absolutely.
And when you're gone and I'm missing you, I'm going to be able to do that.
Yeah, what a treat. You know? Something a lot of people don't get to have.
Yeah, for sure.
And I hate listening to the sound of my voice. But like the privilege of being able to listen to you, Mickey, or to Chris, or to Marika in our really old episodes, or Molly, like it makes it like cancels out the issue I have with listening to myself, and like it's just like it's wonderful to me. And I know that's weird. It's like, you know, I'm making a product that I love, and that's a weird thing to, I guess, say, but like I'm very proud and happy with like the process and the result.
Absolutely.
Agreed.
I mean, the joy is the beauty of being able to hop on and connect with friends about these things. And the fact that we can do this is a privilege. It's an honor to be here and to be talking to you guys. It's something I look forward to.
Yeah.
Whenever we're not doing it, I miss it. I'm going to miss talking to you, Mickey.
Yeah. Well, it'll be temporary, like you said. But yeah, I rarely said this before I met Michelangelo, or no, before I reconnected, but I love you guys.
I love you too, man. I love you too. I've noticed that.
Yeah.
I would tell you I love you. I'm a guy who says I love you.
No.
And you'd be like, okay, bye.
Yeah, I'd be like, okay. That's cool.
Just like my father.
Yeah. I'm too stoic for this. You should be used to it. But not,
three men dealing with their father and brother issues. Yeah.
But
through the guise of horror films.
But yeah, you have actually made it okay for me to say that. And you know what? I use it now with friends that I truly do love. now I can tell my son I love him. I can tell my wife I love her. Thank you, Michelangelo, for teaching me how to tell my wife that I love her. You know, it's like, thank you for doing that.
Let me know when
me.
You finally break through that barrier and can say it to your mom.
That's nice. All right, guys. I'll stay in touch as best I can.
I love you, Mickey. Yep. I love you, listeners. I love you, Chris. I love you, Molly. I love you, Allie.
Love.
Thank you. Thank you for your service.
Yeah.
Mickey, out.